I wonder if it is so amazingly open, which is, I totally believe you every word, because I experienced your teaching method, which is method, like your what you did, and it is exactly what you are saying now. I still wonder, what were the ideas with which you were founding the film department at Sapir? Hmm. Was it the same kind of quest for being open, the necessity of being physically in the reality and just come open and real and be there? What were your intentions then?
I think what you described is big part of the intention. It's something that it's really utopian, because even for myself in my private life, I cannot live like that, okay?
Like so what?
With this openness, with this eternal quest and search and honesty, and it's really a moment of grace that you can take in life while you are doing film or any creation, okay? It's a moment of life. I repeat it again and again, the issue of the fissure of unthinking. The fissure of unthinking is a term that called by Gilles Deleuze. There is something that you don't know that operate you, that even maybe control you, or at least take you to the place where you have no option. We love to talk about liberty, option, freedom, and I feel that inside me, at least when I have enough courage, I feel that inside me there is a belief that your only option is the hidden impossible to choose. So the only real freedom you have, it's an hidden thing that it's take you to a place where you cannot choose. And if you follow it, and that is why I put it in the idea of the fissure of unthinking, because for Deleuze, in the fissure, in the crack of the unthinking, is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There it's happening, okay? I have a class, it's called the Cinema of Poetry. In the Cinema of Poetry, we do read and see poems, prose, thinkers' writings, films, and it all take to the idea of failure. How your failure take you to a change. And this change reveal an inner voice that you cannot avoid, and then you are on the track of known chosen or unthinking, whatever, okay? There is a moment like that. For me, I can tell that my path of this was a big despair that took me to use the camera as the tool of my life.
May I ask, what was it?
Hmm?
May I ask, what was it?
Yes, it was the... I did a film, again, I could say a political film about... it called The First Will Be the Last, 1998. It was a film about the refugee people, the Maronite minority, who was forced to leave their villages in 1948, and when they asked to come back, according to the prime court, and they said then their villages were bombed. So So this is about Ikrit and Biram. It's a very, very sad story. And this film was done in a proper way. It was very beautiful with cameraman and editor and very strong dramaturgy. And it was very well, and it was success. And I was in despair after that. I felt, okay, I have good film, but I don't feel it's mine. And then it took me a few years to understand that I'm in a wrong way. I may do good films and it may do good, but it won't do good for me. I mean, I will not feel that this is what I wanted to tell. I wanted to experience my way of doing, and then I used to take a camera and wandering around and just express myself with many ways. And then my father died, so it's a film that I never edited. Sometimes I call it Diary of Brazilian Diary, sometimes I call it Lacanian Diary, but I have footage of 18 years that I've never touched it. I just filmed for many years. But that was my inner teacher, to find my inner voice and use the camera in a very personal way, okay? Very intuitive, personal, to feel to it. And in the same time, I began to do my films. I'm filming and direct, or, you know, Albert Meiser says that in the fiction, the director is God, but in documentary, the God is director. So I cannot say director, okay? I can say that I'm having the camera, I record sounds, I record images. But that was for me the film of The First Will Be the Last. That was a big breakdown that I had to recover and find my way. And it wasn't, there was no thinking in it, there was only feeling. It was kind of inner teacher to let me experience so many things that I couldn't do if I was in the rational track. I had to be in the irrational track to find this way of real curiosity. And it's kind of to be child, you know. You remember Wings of Desire? By Wim Wenders, it's a fiction, and there is, when a kid was a kid, and there is some very naive belief that you want to try to look at the life with open heart and ask questions from there and be there in order to find something very delicate, profound, but it's there is kind of something, it's the closest thing to essence, to the thing that you want. And when I take the students, after we study Pasolini and different mythos like Oedipus and Oedipus Re, and Sisyphus and Medea and Antigona, Odyssey, it's funny because in every class that I do, my point of reference is mythos, and especially from the Greek. Now I use Prometheus a lot. Prometheus and from Aeschylus. And I take it to the idea of Kierkegaard, the ethical, the aesthetic, and the religious. And then I work a lot with Carl Theodor Dreyer and Carl and Lars von Trier and of course Tarkovsky and Bellatar. But I use, and then I, after we, you know, we boiled ourselves, we are boiling in these different ideas and different method and thinking, we come to the desert for almost 48 hours without sleeping. And then I give assignment. But the first assignment that I give when we arrive to the desert, each one will go by himself separately, no talking, and will find and go and find a place to sleep. Which is the best place for you, that you, if you will be now in the desert, this will be the place where you want to stay, like it's your little womb. And go to sleep, and I'll come. When I'll come, I wake you up, and I'll tell you the first assignment. So, and then it come like almost 48 hours, very little sleep. Not because it's, but because I give them assignment and it works. And at the end of this process, they edit a kind of experimental film, and they write a thesis about their experimental film and the text that they were studying. Either it's Frankenstein, because I use also Frankenstein some of the myths, some of the films, some of the poems. I love Wislawa Szymborska, Zbigniew
Herbert. Love her too, she's amazing.
Zbigniew Herbert, Czesław Milosz, and some Jewish poets, Israeli poets, and Syrian poet.
Are there those two ladies? I read somewhere that you wanted to make a movie on two poets.
Right, yeah, that's true. Yona Volach and Rachel, yeah, that's true. I use Binyamin Shvili, who is doing a journey to the unknown, and he inspired me a lot in his way. And he was a person who worked in construction, and he became poet. And he write books, he take the boat and go, and I also see the weakness of this method, and it's not very easy to, or the weakness of sometime of the create the creation of this with Binyamin Shvili, that the first book is amazing, but then later it's not that strong, but the essence, the idea that you are wandering around and you try to clean out so many things that concern to success, ego, rational, and get into what I call the fissure of unthinking. And if I'm able to film from this point position, something strong happens. If not just me, also if I film the fisherman like that, if I film Avidan or Omar, you know, I always tell to myself when I film, you are not in Hebrew it's good because they are the same words, but same letters, but I'm not responsible, I'm just a guest here. אני לא אחראי, אני רק אורח. אורח אחראי, it's the same letters, but different order, and I always tell, I'm not responsible on what will happen, I'm just a guest here, let myself experience. And I talk to myself a lot while I'm I have no idea what will happen during the shooting and if there will be a film. And I do the same while I teach. And then I really want to expose something that happened, but it's not expose something that I know or think. It's expose something that we both don't know and we know it's there. And it's always there. And this is, I think, my main thing. And this is create different pedagogic and methods, but the idea is coming from this very, very naive moment that should also expose very dark thing. It's not just show me the good, no, it's also there is a in this class Cinema of Poetry that I take them, and during the night after it become heavy, with assignment and time, and they are tired, I ask each one of them to go by himself, use as light that they want in the desert, and ask them, please make intuitive, instinctive monologue with the dark character in your life. Speak with the darkness. See who is a person that is dark for you. It doesn't matter if you love him, it doesn't matter. But go and talk to him, and then something that it's amazing what is happening there. But beforehand, when it was, it's the golden hour, I asked the people to speak with somebody who is gave him light, enlightening person in his life. So I use all the time the nature, the light, and the spirit to ask, to bring the hidden voices and the unexpected voices, and let them come, let them reveal, and get to know them and work with that.